flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we're going to hear more from your thoughts about Luka. Also mix in some Wanker of the Weekend. I also have trade odds for Myles Garrett if you want to hear them. But first, we go to Corey.
Just seeing this video, you're not a huge fan of Chandler Parsons.
I am not.
Unfollowed him this morning, too.
He said, I texted Mark Cuban and said, I'm so confused. And he wrote back, that makes two of us.
Was this about the Chandler Parsons signing all those years ago?
This is about what happened over the weekend,
I just
Kevin.
Need to clarify. I'm sorry.
That being said, that's the other part. Like, Cuban was one of those guys that was loyal. That would have never happened with a Cuban, right?
Look, I will admit that.
But he probably never would have turned everything over to Nico the same way either.
Yes. Somebody texted me this morning and was like, I hate Mark Cuban for all these stupid moves. And I'm like, look, there are some things that Mark Cuban did that I very much don't agree with. This has nothing to do with him. There is no way Mark Cuban would have done this.
And then from the 682, ponder this, guys. And I think everybody's kind of here. We're just not ready to move there yet. Trade deadline still is 3 days away. There is time to make something else happen. I don't know exactly how you can make what you're going to make happen, but.
So when LeBron gets traded to Golden
I'm not
State,
saying that.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, and so all the moving and everything. Okay. Gotcha.
Never mind. Don't worry about that right now. All right. Let's do some Wanker of the Weekend. Feels relevant. Although, for the record, we normally do Wanker of the Weekend on Monday anyway. I will take you to CBS Sports and SBNation.com. Did I cherry pick these? Yes. Yes, I did. Trade grades for the Luka Doncic trade. Okay. And with all transparency, I do believe that ESPN gave the Mavericks a B-. So I'm really going to be fair on here.
They gave us a B-?
Yeah. By the way,
we got Anthony Davis. Like, listen, man. Mike, we just said this in the break. Any other time we get Anthony Davis, we're all losing our minds.
Yes.
We were asking the Mavs late in Dirk's career to make that trade so they could get Anthony Davis. But because you lost Luka in the process, it doesn't look as good.
Did you hear what Kendrick Perkins said about this?
No.
Okay. So maybe we'll go to that cut.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And he also was like, don't vote for white people for MVP. Like, he might have said that as well, but go to cut number 9, where I feel like Kendrick Perkins goes from the Mavs won the trade to both teams won the trade to watch out for Los Angeles. There's a lot in there.
This is the most shocking trade in NBA history. But guess what? Both sides won. Dallas won in the aspect of they showing the world that, hey, we believe in Kyrie Irving. And if we pair Anthony Davis with the pieces that we have in this system and P.J. Washington, Spencer Dinwiddie, the guys that we have, we're seeing that Oklahoma City Thunder is the only team that looks really stable and a legit threat in the Western Conference, we can make some noise. And then on the Lakers standpoint, they're looking at it and saying, hey, Should we leverage our future and try to keep LeBron James and Anthony Davis together? What is a piece that we could go get to move the needle? It's not one. So how about going to get an international superstar in Luka Doncic that we could build, and a guy that could come in and represent one of the most historic franchises in the history of sports, the Lakers, in great fashion? Both sides won, in my opinion. I'm curious to see what went on behind the scenes with the Dallas Mavericks to make them, because we just saw that Shams reported that the Dallas approached the Lakers. Mm-hmm. What went on to make them trade Luka Doncic is what I want to know.
So he said the Mavericks are the second best team in the NBA, in the Western Conference. Charles Barkley echoed those statements this morning, and thinking that the Mavericks are now the second best team in the Western Conference. However, SB Nation gave the Lakers an A+. Gave the Mavericks D+.
Yeah.
CBS Sports gave Lakers A+. Gave the Mavericks an F.
Okay.
So there are definitely some outlets who do not love what the Mavericks did. Or
I'm surprised at how many texts, Kevin, I've seen that are like, hey, this is good.
Man.
Like, I'm very surprised how split it is because of how this weekend looked.
And I appreciate wanting to dive into the basketball aspect of this all. Zach Lowe, he texted a sample from some of the NBA executives who texted him. And he goes, this is the first time I've been legitimately shocked and could not move. What a terrible deal. From one GM, no further clarification. But another one said, and I quote, to the best of my capability because of, you know, FTC rules and whatnot. What in the effity F? Which I feel like if I tried to go any further, I would mess up like a couple weeks ago. Mm. But that seems to be the consensus. So if you want to put the Mavericks in that group, I understand that.
I did see one, somebody asked high up, and they said, what would you have given up if they'd have called you? And he said, everything. And that's where a lot of people are in that mindset of,
that
I hurts. There are other people that would have given up a lot of things to get it. And that's just the part of me that's just kind of still trying to cope with it all.
They didn't even need clarification. Everything? Everything.
I'd give up everything right now.
And I guess to keep it so quiet, if Anthony Davis, if he has to be the guy, there's no other player in the league that you want besides Anthony Davis. If you tell the Lakers, we got to get 3 first-round picks. I can't do this without Max Christie and 3 first-round picks. They'll start calling around. Now, I guess that means it gets out. Other owners, general managers, and are like, hey, you won't believe this, but Luka is going to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. They just have to find an extra pick or two to make this happen. So then, obviously, it gets out to the Shams of the world and stuff like that. And I guess they're like, screw it. We would rather not pick up extra first-round picks or other prospects because we don't want this to get out until it's official.
And at the very least, I feel like the Lakers had another extra first-round pick ready to go.
They had another one to trade.
Yeah.
The Mavericks like, we don't want it.
We don't need that. All right. So there are other non-Maverick wankers this weekend.
All right. My wife.
Oh, my goodness.
For waking me up and telling me about the Luka trade.
Yeah.
I'm blaming her still.
I'll have to tell you off air the interesting analogy my mom made about this.
No, you've told me already.
I know.
And I know you can't tell that on air.
I don't want to say it on air because I didn't. I was like, huh. So are the Minnesota Timberwolves in the wanker category as well? They lost to the Washington Wizards. It was the Washington Wizards' first win since January 1st. You might be like, hold on a second, Kevin. You must have said that in error. Because it is now February 3rd. I did not. The Minnesota Timberwolves had lost 16 straight games.
Jeez.
Or excuse me. I'm sorry. The Washington Wizards.
Okay, yeah. I was
had
like,
lost
hold on.
16 straight games before they defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves. That would have really thrown my idea of the West into array even more. But yeah. So the Minnesota Timberwolves lose to the Wizards. Look out. Nobody.
I guess they're done.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Go ahead and trade Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, trade Anthony Edwards for LeBron James.
Yeah.
They have a first round pick still available to trade.
Man, or you know what?
They have to include Bronny though in the deal.
Maybe even trade for Booker. You know, make that swap. Send him down to Phoenix.
Oh my God. All trades feel possible.
You know what? Maybe that's what Nico did. He was like, look, I want to really open up everybody for this. If I trade Luka, then everybody will be like, oh no, we're all the trades are possible.
I can't remember who told me this. It might have been my son. I can't remember. But he's like, oh, this might trade like how teams have to trade now that Luka only got a first round pick. 24 hours later, like, nope, didn't change anything.
See, and that's what I wanted to see. If some people were going to be like, Rudy Gobert got 4 first round picks, and I'd be like, well, Luka only got 1.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you nothing for this other player. And they're like, no, that's not really the way
Kyrie
we're
Irving's
do it.
Reputation when the Mavs traded for him was so horrible. It was shocking that the Mavs gave 2 unprotected first round picks. Luka's reputation is that bad around the league? Because it doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't seem like
Nico
it.
Even said in the press conference, he even said, here's going to be our issue. Teams, so plural, have been saving up money 2 years from now to offer Luka $70 million a year. So teams were looking 2 years in advance from now going, we got to open up $70 million so we can get into a Luka war because we might have a chance.
Yeah.
You never called any of those teams?
Nope. Nope, you didn't. Now, I don't want to leave out the other sports. Let's go to hockey.
Stars, baby. Let's go.
Yes. Actually,
thank you.
No, the Stars are nowhere near Wanker of the
Week. No, that's what I'm saying. Thanks for being awesome.
Made a great trade.
Going all in.
Made a really good trade. I have questions about the defensive guy.
All in.
Yeah, that's fair. But I want to take you to the Chicago-Florida game. Chicago, the Blackhawks, they score 7 seconds into the game. Landon Slaggart tied the team record, or excuse me, set the team record for fastest goal ever for Chicago. 7 seconds in, boom. Chicago 1, Florida nothing. Final score, Chicago 1, Florida 5. Now, what happened in this ensuing 59 minutes and 53 seconds? You would think.
Where was the game?
Yes, I think it was in Florida.
Ice melted.
Okay, maybe, but.
Crocodile got on the ice.
Wouldn't that fire you up? No, there. I don't think anything like that.
I thought you were making me guess.
No, but wouldn't you think something?
Nachos got thrown on the ice.
Would fire. Oh my gosh.
Cheese froze up.
We almost lost him one day because of that conversation. Yeah. So maybe we should back off.
Oh man, yeah. Yeah. And then let's go to Nebraska football. Nebraska,
where the furniture mart is,
has canceled their spring football game.
Because of the Luka trade?
No.
Matt Rule.
That is a fair question.
They're all like, we can't do this.
That kind of ties into my mom's analogy about the Luka trade. I'll tell you about that off air. But last year, more than 60,000 people went to the Nebraska spring game. So it's not a lack of interest. But Matt Rule said, the word tampering doesn't exist anymore in college football.
He's right.
It's just an absolute free, open, common market. I don't necessarily want to open up to the outside world and have people watch our guys and say, he looks like a pretty good player. Let's go get him.
Mm.
And I don't think you can do like a Nebraska football history quiz for every single person that's trying to get into the door.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's smart on his part to say, I'm not letting people see my players in the spring and come try and take them from me. Kevin, we've just been notified of this, according to @Rangers_Nation. This is smart play. The Rangers are going to have a City Connect batting practice hat this year.
Ooh.
The same hat that you have, Mike, with the white and the T, but the colors are the City Connect colors. So they can't. We were just discussing this off air last week.
They should never lose that hat.
No, absolutely not. This is awesome. And again, this is why the Rangers are leaders in what they're doing here in DFW, because they are the best. Say have they won? They won a World Series.
No,
here.
I'm not sad about that.
I heard Cleveland's interested in Leody Taveras. Could we trade Leody Taveras for Emmanuel Clase? We'll throw in a future first round pick in 2029.
And Chicago.
Ooh,
Chicago,
okay.
Cleveland.
So since you guys brought that up, I've got one more trade option for you. Miles Garrett, the favorite to land Miles Garrett, which I don't really understand why that this
Lakers.
Is. It is the Dallas Cowboys at 4-1. So,
because
you do that to get gambling going.
He played about 6 miles down the street. Martin, right?
Yes.
And he asked Jerry Jones to come get him in the draft before the draft. Yeah. Remember that? He was like, Jerry, come get me.
The last A&M future Hall of Famer who wanted to play defense for the Cowboys, and the Cowboys went and got him.
Greg Hardy.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Von Miller. No, they did not. Yeah.
No, he's not on the Cowboys.
No.
He never. They lowballed him an offer.
I thought they always say it's Miller time.
I say we trade Sam Williams for Miles Garrett.
We'll be all in.
Deal.
Boom.
Thanks, Jerry.